Good afternoon. It's August 14th, 2017 at the North Little Rock headquarters of ADEQ. I'm Becky Allison. The department is conducting a formal public hearing to receive public comment on the proposed SIP implementation plan revision. Our hearing officer is Will Montgomery of the Office of Air Quality. I am submitting into the record a copy of the public notice regarding this hearing. Please limit your comments to the portion noted in the second paragraph of the public notice. As you make your comments, which may include questions as well as statements, we want to make clear that ADEQ will not respond today to the comments. All those who comment and provide a legible mailing address and please email address will receive a response to comments document from ADEQ. Additionally, the response to comments document will be posted on the ADEQ website. At this time, we have two cards. So, speakers, you will have, we'll start out with 8 minutes to make your comments. We do encourage you to turn in your written statement, please, at the end of your comments. Please speak clearly into the microphone and give your name and mailing address before you begin. I'll call each name, and the next person will be ready. And that will be first Glenn Hooks and then Rachel Hendricks.
Good afternoon, I'm Glenn Hooks. I'm here today representing the more than 3,000 members of the Arkansas Sierra Club, and I appreciate the opportunity to be here with you today to discuss the pending regional haze SIP. The Arkansas Sierra Club has some concerns with this proposal, and we will address those in detail with a written submission of technical comments by close of business today. In my, what I thought was going to be more limited time today, I'd like to focus mostly upon the trading program proposed for nitrogen oxide emissions. As we all know, nitrogen oxides by themselves and their successor pollutants, ozone and smog, cause real harm to people. Nitrogen dioxide is an important air pollutant because it contributes to the formation of photochemical smog, which can have significant impacts on human health. It's also harmful by itself. The main effect of breathing in raised levels of nitrogen dioxide is the increased likelihood of respiratory problems. Nitrogen dioxide inflames the lining of the lungs and it can reduce immunity to lung infections. And this can cause problems such as wheezing, coughing, colds, flu, and bronchitis. Increased levels of nitrogen dioxide can have significant impacts on people with asthma because it can cause more frequent and more intense attacks. Children with asthma and older people with heart disease are most at risk. Also, we need to talk about ground level ozone, which harms people. Breathing ozone can trigger a variety of health problems, including chest pain, coughing, throat irritation, and airway inflammation. It also can reduce lung function and harm lung tissue. Ozone can worsen bronchitis, emphysema, and asthma, leading to increased medical care. So if we establish that NOx is a problem, frankly, we are enormously concerned that the proposed trading program for NOx will place Arkansas's communities at risk. By implementing a trading program instead of source-specific limits for NOx, we are creating a situation in which Arkansas communities near power plants may suffer more pollution while cleanup is done in other out-of-state locations instead. I'm not at all comfortable with a situation in which our utilities can continue polluting at plants in Arkansas, but meet their obligations by cleaning up pollution at other plants in their system. Source-specific controls, especially for the large coal-burning plants that are Arkansas's largest polluters, in conjunction with the National Trading Program, would ensure better protection of air quality in the state. Bottom line is, why should Arkansas and Arkansans have to suffer the effects of pollution to our bodies, our air, and our parks, while the utility gets to focus its cleanup efforts elsewhere? Why should Arkansas residents live next to giant coal-burning plants that lack any pollution controls for hard pollutants like NOx? These Arkansas plants are some of the last remaining coal-burning plants anywhere that don't have any pollution controls for NOx, and even for plants that do install and have installed NOx controls, reliance on the trading system alone will allow utilities to even turn off their NOx controls for much of the year. With a trading plan, are we creating a situation where Arkansas ratepayers will pay for the cost of installing NOx controls in other states while suffering the effects of pollution here? We believe that this fails the basic test of fairness to Arkansas ratepayers. So in conclusion, the Arkansas Sierra Club believes that ADEQ should reject the trading program for NOx. This program would allow polluters to avoid limits and responsibilities for cleaning up particular plants and allow them to meet their legal requirements by cleaning up plants in other states. Replacing source-specific pollution reductions with a trading program would leave Arkansans breathing dirtier air for years. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hooks. Ms. Hendricks?
And give your name and mailing address, please.
Hi, my name is Rachel Hendricks. I am at 401 South Pine Street in Little Rock, Arkansas. ADEQ's proposed state implementation plan would replace a source-specific best available retrofit technology plan for the reduction of nitrogen oxides with one that relies on cross-state air pollution CSAPR emissions trading program. It's well known that nitrogen oxides produced during combustion processes, such as those of the coal-burning power plants in question, are highly reactive compounds that serve as a major source of ozone and smog. Nitrogen oxides and ozone are potent oxidizers that pose exceptional health risks to Arkansas. Beyond the myriad of acute health problems associated with nitrogen oxides, the EPA's website acknowledges that longer exposures to elevated concentrations of NO2 may contribute to the development of asthma and potentially increase susceptibility to respiratory infections. The natural state is a treasure that must not be taken for granted. We have some of the most beautiful state parks and wilderness areas in the country that can easily be hidden by smog. Acid rain stemming from nitrogen oxide production can have particularly deleterious effects on aquatic animals that support the fishing industry and forests that support our thriving timber industry. The problems associated with not curbing emissions are far too great. I urge ADEQ to reject a trading program for nitrogen oxides without the source-specific controls necessary for cleaning up the pollution created by coal-burning power plants. The costs of complying with the trading program would be shouldered by Arkansans, but the benefits would be reaped by customers in other states. CSAPR presents the opportunity for an unwarranted further delay in pollution reductions and a step backward in the protection of Arkansas's air quality that will last for decades.
Does anyone else want to make a comment? If not, we're concluding this call for oral comments. Written comments may be submitted through today at 4:30 p.m. in the manner outlined in the public notice. We do appreciate your participation today. The Office of Air Quality staff will remain a few minutes if anybody has any questions. Thank you for your attendance.